This podcast is a member of the Detroit Podcasters Network. Detroit Podcasters Network. A place to find the greatest podcasts from the Motor City. Located at DetroitPodcasters.net. The rumblings of revolution.
Revolution.
The vibrations of vocal cords. The tingling in our pants.
And now, the starting lineup of the Olin Ezra Show. Coming at you out of Westland, number 22, the point guard of this squad, Olin Ezra. Number 14, holding it down at center, the big baby P. And now, coming at you, number 72, your resident comedian, the average Joe. Behind the microphone in the engineering booth, operating this show, number 28, D. Swain. Now, coming at you from out of East Point, Michigan, the resident bitch with the itch, Sarah Force. And I am your announcer, your resident musician, the sick and twisted murder mitten Mason L. fucking Magnano. Magnanimous.
What's up, Internet, in the great city of Detroit, Michigan? You're listening to another episode of The Olin Ezra Show, except this time we have one difference. It's the fucking episode 50 blowout.
Oh, my God.
All up in your face.
Episode, bitch.
That's right. We got a ton of clips. We got, I don't know where Steve-O found this, but we have the secret Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson outtake reel.
It's some pretty intense stuff, dude. I mean, it's these two guys actually getting at each other's throats, you know, over trying to finish this song with Say, 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 I think it was called.
This finally surfaced?
Yeah, it's out there. I found
it's
it.
Crazy. Wow.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Now that Michael Jackson has died, though, there's a lot of stuff coming out that was his camp was keeping under wraps, right?
I mean, oh, definitely. Oh, yeah.
Like,
that happens
see,
when anybody dies, though, you know?
The Pepsi commercial is out there now.
Oh, yeah, where his head catches on fire.
It's fucked, dude.
Have you seen that?
It's scary to me. Yeah,
oh, my God.
I don't like it. I feel bad for him when that happens.
Jesus Christ.
Wasn't he still, like, dancing around,
yeah,
too? Like, he didn't even notice?
He was trying to put it out by doing spins. Hey, that's not funny, motherfucker. He was trying to put it out by doing spins. He was like, he knew it was up, but then you just see him get piled on by, like, 12.
Yeah,
like,
why didn't they pile on him at first? You know what I'm saying? Like, they just let him burn for a couple
like,
seconds.
Like, the thing is stop, drop, roll, not, like, increase the airflow to your burning scalp. Hello?
it's shocking to watch, dude.
I don't know. I kind of found it funny, but I guess that's just because I'm a sadistic asshole.
Yeah, well, regardless of who it is, you're like, wow, that some dude's head is on fire.
It's... Right. 10 clips. 10 not-so-fresh, but juicy
Are these
clips.
Supposed to be best-of clips?
These are, yeah. I went through and kind of found spots from all the way from episode 1 to our most recent episode 49.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long journey we've been through.
It has been.
This is our favorite shit.
We have picked up 6 new listeners since episode 2.
I know. Thank you guys so much.
Those, hooray, this, people.
We're finally more than a handful.
Well, feel right. free to get at us at myspace.com/TheOE Show. We got a Facebook. We got a Twitter. Pat, what do you say?
Google us, bitches.
That's right.
Did you, were you about to give a shout out and say thank you to the Pills for having us host?
Oh, absolutely, man. I just haven't been able to get to that part yet. But yeah, dude, huge shout-outs to the Pills,
man.
That
fun,
thing
man.
Was unbelievable, man.
Yeah, we did some introductions, you know what I mean? We got squeezed off some intros.
Yeah, it was good times, man. It's good to see them having a success.
There were some decent-looking young ladies there, I'll say that.
Yeah, I know. I got a blowjob from one of them.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. Shut up, Pat.
Okay, it was just a hand job.
All right, Adam.
From yourself. At home, all mad after work because you got stuck out in the field till 9:30.
With Jerkins. In the mild low club.
Hey, fuck you, man. It was raw.
Less mess to clean up, I could say,
wow.
I guess. So.
Anyway, we got all that coming to you and more this week. Unbelievable. I can't believe it's been so long. Thank you for everybody that's still out there supporting us. Feel free to call the comment line at 313-254-4260. Leave us a message.
Tell us what's up. We got a couple people sitting in the voicemail on deck. We got two. We got the guys from Jagoff Publishing. And then we got another dude who, I don't know, he's never called the comma online before. Can't wait. But hey, Steve, over there, what's that in your hand?
Beer of the week.
Shock Top.
Shock Top, Belgian White. I would like to thank Sarah Forrest for bringing this to my attention. It's something I forgot about, but more like last summer, I went through these fucks right here. I drank quite a bit of them. And the only issue for me is, you know,
the dude with the mohawk.
Yeah, it's an orange peel with a mohawk.
That is pretty badass.
Sure.
I find that racist and offensive to oranges all across the United States of America and beyond.
So wait, is that like
no,
the
just
California
kidding.
Raisin for the new millennium?
Kind of oranges stepping
right.
up. Yeah.
The rebel punk rocker.
This, what we're dealing with, is an unfiltered Belgian-style wheat ale.
Unfiltered?
Yeah, unfiltered, which means it has like the little floaty chunks of wheat at the bottom, and it's brewed with orange, lemon and lime peel, and coriander. So if you're not familiar with coriander, you need to try some of this because it is good stuff. I have no idea what it is.
Why don't you get down there and go give coriander a gander?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, gander.
Yeah. Give it a gander.
It's cloudy brew, has a light golden kind of color. It's a little bit lighter. What this is very similar to is Blue Moon. This is kind of like their version of a Blue Moon. Blue Moons are a little thicker. They're a little heavier. These are a little more citrus. Shock Top is a little more citrusier, if that is indeed a word. And a little lighter. It's a little more of a like a lighter ale. The only issue is like it's got 5.2 ABV, alcohol by volume. The Blue Moons, I think, are 5.6.
Well, that's a toss-up there.
Potentially 5.5. But yeah, sure. You know, believe me, all those 0.1, 0.2, 0.3 of alcohol content makes all the difference.
Absolutely.
In my mind.
Hey, quick shout-out to Sarah. I remember when she would drink like a quarter of a beer and be wasted. Just shit hammered.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
She seems to have built up a tolerance, huh?
Oh, yeah. Now she's all drugged up out of her mind all the goddamn time.
Every time I seen her, she was holding two Pabst Blue Ribbons at the Hayloft Friday night.
Double-fisted
it.
Yeah. Then I heard there was some double-fist action later. But anyway, I guess you have to ask her about that. So this, what we're talking about is Shock Top. They have it almost, I've seen it in most places. You can find it at your fine beer stores, but they're all over the place. Try you a Shock Top.
I'm going to have to try some of this.
It's pretty good, dude.
It's got an orange with a mohawk, dude. How can it
steer
you wrong?
You can pound them, fucks.
Might have to extract the wheat and bake a pie.
Sid Vicious is decapitating himself right now because he ain't got shit on that orange peel. So what do you guys say that we get into the blowout and listen to some clips?
Let's check out some clips.
Yeah, bitches!
Clip it up, fuckers!
Fill her up.
Let's do it. Hey, this one's from episode one.
Wow, episode one? I haven't thought about that in so long.
That was recorded July 31st, 2008.
I probably wasn't here for that.
I wasn't either.
No. Really?
This is the original episode.
That's why this is not interesting to me.
Shut up.
This is just me and Olin.
Yo, D. Suede, roll the clip, buddy.
Anyway, a man sleeping on a Greyhound bus as it rolled across the Canadian prairies was killed and decapitated by his seatmate as horrified passengers fled to the safety of the night. Wow. Somebody got decapitated in frickin' Winnipeg. See? There. You want to make me wear a freaking seatbelt? Nothing happens in Winnipeg! Except decapitations! And you know where the baby was in the wall? That was in Toronto!
Man, Canada's just all messed up.
Frickin' Christ, man!
Yeah.
Well, you know what? One thing I'm happy to say that we've come a long way from the over talking and the dramatic yelling and the hate of Canada. Wait.
We really never loved Canada,
except
but
for that.
I don't hate them. I like them up there. It's just a pain in the ass to get there nowadays.
I like it. I like Canada. It's cool.
Yeah, me too.
I'm just waiting for the day that we take it over.
I just like that
BC
story,
buds,
man.
Bitch.
That was a good story, man. Like the first story we ever talked about was some dude getting decapitated.
The whole reason we talked about it was because mainstream news didn't even cover it.
Exactly.
Like it was nowhere to be found,
and it was screwed up because like the dude like held the head.
Yeah, he held the
above
head
his
up,
head and like, walked around the train.
He was making it talk, I think.
Didn't we come back later?
No, I'm not kidding.
Look, didn't we come back later and find out that he like had the dude's ears or something in his
Ziploc bags?
Yeah,
saved
dude. The body.
It was
parts.
crazy, dude.
Unbelievable.
That was a messed up.
That
story.
Is a good old American psycho. You don't see that too much anymore.
Canadian Psycho.
Yeah, Canadian.
Thank God.
In the vein of American Psycho.
And that's what I'm saying. I was wondering what the mainstream media, you know, how they were going to play, you know, save yourself from being decapitated and riding a bus.
No, because Canada has such a lower crime rate.
Right.
You know, only so many murders happen in Canada a year.
We don't need guns out here, huh?
You know, that's not, you know, that's what we're talking about. Mm.
Yeah, Corey.
What's happening out here, eh?
What are you going to do when they start sending you to FEMA camps, buddy? You need to protect yourself somehow.
What are you going to do?
Piss your pants, eh?
What are you going to do when they start sending us to FEMA coffins?
Oh, man, I remember those.
Google FEMA coffins. If you...
Oh, you're talking about that stash of, what is it, 15,000 that they found?
Yeah, it's over in Georgia, isn't it?
It was unbelievable.
Next to the airport.
They mean something.
All right, well, hey, next time. Next clip, excuse me.
Unbelievable. We have a special guest who just, like, appeared out of nowhere. Apparently, he's hungover. His head is pounding, but it's Mr. Magnanimous.
Yes, yes. What is up? And I am overhung.
He is
hungover.
Overhung, underpass.
Yes, I stepped in the studio and fell flat on my fucking face.
He did, really, too. Wow.
Yeah, so I'll rehash the story right quick. You know, again, parents, lock up your daughters when I show up at like 4 in the morning with Pabst Blue Ribbons.
Yeah, just... Yeah, if I ever have a daughter, I'll make sure to keep her, you know.
Yeah, well, I would respect you anyway. I wouldn't go there with that. And
right.
A daughter. I do have friends who are a little worried because their daughters are just turning 16 and all. Uncle Steve is so cute. I'm like,
I'm really not cute. It's just, they like that old guy smell.
Wow.
You know what? This is.
Their pheromones drive them crazy.
You know, that clip is from one of the episodes we were just talking about recently after Joe's drunken show. Where Joe was the only one that was drunk. we could just mail those with that, you know, that episode with Joe's drunkenness, and we just got the
was
drunk
that
episode.
The, was
That's
that,
right.
Was the rest of that clip, that was the night, I think, where I moved this girl's dad's car out of her driveway?
Yep.
Yeah.
It was,
oh, yeah.
It was a fucking Charger or something, or a Mustang.
Yeah,
whatever.
You wrecked
it. That was
you
the story.
Wrecked it.
I backed it right into one of those brick base mailboxes, like
Ooh.
The like with the bricks built up around a mailbox.
Nice move.
And tried to keep going. I thought I know what I hit. I just
so what the fuck is blocking my way?
That didn't happen. Let's just keep going.
You're right. I haven't heard no feedback from that either, so she must be a good little lying bitch.
I don't know. If you're looking for somebody named Steve Foster, please call the comment line at 313-254-4260.
My name is Rinaldo Carlsbad. I have no idea who.
His next clip's a little bit long, but you guys remember Sincerely Red?
I do remember Red.
Yeah, oh, man. I wonder whatever happened to that guy.
Sincerely Red?
Yeah. I don't think you were around at that
Simply
point.
Red?
No, oh, no. So, Sincerely okay. Red.
All right.
I think you played that show he was at.
Yeah, I think you did too.
Yes.
The industry was sleeping.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No, they were not.
No, that was a good
time. They were wide awake.
They were, and then Red kind of disappeared.
The
industry
is sleeping. No shit, but the industry knows what makes a number one hit. A little freestyle.
All right.
Fuck bikers.
I don't know if I'd go that far. You know, shout out to the Jokers.
Yeah. The Jokers are good guys, I promise.
Yeah, I hope
go
so.
There. They'll give you some free food.
They will. They've got some chicken.
Oh,
man.
They got some righteous,
some
delicious chicken.
The fuck you mean
chicken.
They got some delicious chicken? Fuck both of you, motherfucker.
Oh, man. Pat, you don't even have an idea.
Oh, my. It has nothing to do with race, Pat.
Yeah, man. We're all just people.
Chicken is delicious no matter what color you are. It doesn't matter. Chicken should be a unifier.
Fuck you, Owen.
Dylan, what do you think about the unifying principles of chicken?
I love chicken.
Oh, man. Chicken. You like chicken, Red?
Especially fried chicken. I like marinated chicken.
See, marinated chicken, fried chicken, Pat. It's all about the chicken.
Spicy chicken sandwich.
Oh,
Dylan will like.
You know what? Fuck y'all. I'm going to Popeyes now.
Spicy
Thank
chicken
you.
From
Thank
Wendy's
you.
With cheese.
Oh, hell
see,
yeah.
You see no
how,
tomato,
you see
add
how
mustard.
Chicken is a unifier.
Fuck y'all. I'm going to Popeyes on my way home.
There we go.
I need That's this shit.
Saying. We're all gonna eat some.
What
chicken.
What about Long John Silver's?
You know, I
Hush Puppies.
I don't, know, man. I don't know, man. I'm gonna go. I think I'm gonna go to Del Taco and pick up one of them fish tacos.
Pick up some vagina.
Yeah,
fishy taco with the pink sauce.
I'll probably bring home the fucking chick working the drive-thru anyway.
That'd be a tight saw. It's like, you got that fishy taco with that pink sauce. Nice. Fishy taco with the pink sauce.
I can't get enough Big Baby P. Two girls and one cup.
Fishy taco.
Fishy taco.
Fishy taco.
Fishy taco.
Fishy taco.
Fishy, fishy,
so fishy,
fishy.
With a big
pink
song
on the inside.
So pink and fishy, fishy taco. Taco. Del del fishy taco.
Gil free.
The song sucks. The song sucks. Cause I got a fever. The only subscription is more cowbell.
More cowbell. That has nothing to do with fish tacos, pal.
Oh, nice.
Fishy tacos.
I got a fever.
I don't know where to start.
I got a fever.
I love that whole chicken is a unifier. The whole
you know what?
Not,
yeah.
not a divider.
See? How the fuck y'all gonna say that and then not even a full fucking year later, y'all gonna team up and talk shit about me for coming in here with chicken and beer?
I don't know.
Hey, I didn't team up on that. I'm done.
I was
right.
Beer,
you're cool.
I was just giving you a hard time, buddy. I was just giving you a hard time. I was thinking of that clip in my head.
Motherfucker.
I love chicken.
Yeah, chicken's good.
Am I going to be singing fishy,
watermelon's
fishy
not that
tacos
bad either.
Well, okay, that's taking it too far, man.
How is that taking it too far?
Watermelon is now a racist term. You can't even say that anywhere.
What do you mean? What do I do if I want to go out and get a watermelon?
Oh. Well, hey, man, bring that down a notch.
Pat, what do you think, buddy?
I think I'm going to stab you after
that's what I'm talking about.
No, actually, I just actually went and bought a watermelon.
I'm
going to
smother you with a fishy taco.
I got this new idea for getting drunk, though. Just cut a hole in the top of the watermelon, and I bought a fifth of Burnett's. Just let that stuff seep right
sure
in there.
Sure, alcohol-soaked fruits.
Oh, man. It was amazing last night. It was very
last
good.
Night.
It was very good.
How dare you, Joe? That's what you did? You ate an alcohol-soaked watermelon?
Yeah.
And then, you know what you do
in
with
Gator's backyard?
Take the bottle out. And that leaves you a little hole. You know what you can do with that?
Put straws in there.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
I had it all under control last
see,
night.
See, Pat
man
wasn't thinking the same thing. Pat was thinking something else.
I
didn't
what
cut
was
the hole into fuck
what
it.
What was he thinking? Oh, what? What are you talking about? That is not where I was going with that.
Oh.
That's just not appropriate.
I'm sorry.
How
disastrous.
That's where my mind went. I'm sorry.
Show is ruined.
Joe, that was so blatantly... I don't even know what to say. Hey, check out our upcoming shows, including Independence Day this Friday, July 31st, at the Bullfrog. Dogs Orbit open at 9 p.m. with performances by...
El Chupaneno.
That's ooh right, buddy. We got Exit, Strife, Million, Kryptonite, The Modfather, The Sunday Painters, and The Envy League.
Our boy Exit's going to do a little,
yes,
little set,
is,
huh?
Yes, he is. He's coming back.
Really?
Coming back.
I just smiled a little bit.
Bringing it back.
Bringing it back one time. Hey, you gonna play that song on Independence Day? Even though you, because I know how much you love that one track.
Do you want me to? If you want me to.
Oh yeah, dude, that's one of your better songs, I think. Even though you're like, oh, I hate that stupid
you know,
song.
No, I got some new shit I want to try out too. So I'm gonna bust a couple of new tracks. See how that goes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good times, man.
See how it goes. See what the response is.
What's up?
What do you think about Exit's triumphant return to the microphone?
I'm looking forward to it. I'm
right
actually
on,
looking
man
forward
as
to it.
As are all of us, so. Anyway, if you have any if you want to get any more specific information about the show, just call the comment line 313-254-4260. Leave me your email address, and we'll get an email out to you updating you on all that info.
Or you Forums could show up to the shows and sign our list.
That's right. Forums. We got a list going around. We just got some brand new stickers that we're going to be giving away.
Beautiful.
Right on the verge of getting some shirts. Not only that, we got shows coming up on the 22nd of August, the 24th of August, and the 29th of August.
Which one is the birthday bash?
Birthday bash with the pills is August 29th.
Speaking of the pills, did I see Miss Danny Catastrophe walking around with Olin Ezra stickers on her butt?
Yes.
On the boobs and the booty?
It's on the boobs and the butt day. Look good.
Oh, man. It looked great. You don't, like know it, how, like you don't know how boobs, personally yeah gratifying it is to see your name across some bitch's breasts. Danny's not a bitch, though. She's a sweetheart. Don't take that the
that
wrong way, Danny. Please.
Creative edit.
No, we don't even need that.
I know, it's a joke.
We love you.
That's right. But yeah, she let us, it was very nice that she let us go and
she
rock that show.
She rocked that shit,
oh,
dude.
Oh, my God.
She got good stage presence.
Good God, she's crazy.
Yep.
Wow. Unbelievable. If you haven't checked the pills out live, go do yourself a favor. Watch this chick roll around on the ground for an hour.
Yeah.
A little shout out to Ashley. It's Danny's sister, who ooh we were
yeah
fortunate enough to
too
meet and talk to.
Yeah, no, she was hot. I got a number.
Shut up, Pat.
Very,
how dare you?
Very attractive young lady.
Absolutely. You going to be there tonight, buddy?
I was totally there.
You going to be good to go for tonight?
I was there twice.
He'll be there twice tonight. Three times now.
Fuck yeah. I'm coming, leaving, coming, leaving.
Why don't you just once, again. Why don't you book a team? Five times.
Big baby. Five times showing up at the Bullfrog.
Awesome.
That's right. Thank you, sir. Hey, real quick, if you're looking for new digs in the Pontiac and Waterford area, check out what RW Properties has to offer at 248-229-4149. You can get a 2-3 bedroom flat or a townhouse from only $475 a month. Bang!
Pow!
That's cheap, man. Unbelievable. RW Properties is an equal opportunity renter, and certain restrictions obviously do apply. Call 248-229-4149 today and tell them that Olin sent you. That number again, 248-229-4149. Dylan, play clip 4, please.
I used to try to live life like I didn't have a problem. No matter what I did, I tried acting like I wasn't dying from it. There was no escaping it. I had it, and I needed to find a cure. I tried drinking, smoking, exercising, even religion. None of it helped against my blue balls. Not until I found the joy of Hoas.
When you got blue balls, go ahead and make the call. Get yourself a Hoas.
Blue balls is caused by prolonged disregard of sexual buildup and tension, and is an ailment that may affect both the pubic area as well as the mental and emotional base. Exposure to skanks, sluts, freaks, bitches, cock teases, and cunts can at first seem helpful, but will inevitably prove detrimental to said mind state. Hoas aims to cure the ailment of blue balls by initiating the sexual release, which normally precedes the euphoric emotions caused by orgasm. Hoas is not suggested for everyone, and possible side effects of Hoas may include scabs, scabies, scratch, cooties, herpes, gonorrhea, syphilis, HIV, and AIDS. Please see a doctor both before and after usage.
When you got blue balls, go ahead and make the call. Get yourself a Hoas. Get yourself a Hoas. Get yourself a Hoas.
Oh, man, that was classic, man. Pat said to go over here.
Good work, dude.
Pat, man, you're a creative genius, man. You wrote the script to that, buddy.
I don't know what you're talking about.
How dare you?
That was a stroke.
Got it on tape.
Of genius.
That was a stroke of genius, buddy. And then Dylan threw it in there with that breakdown.
That's a dope chorus, dude.
Oh, my God.
That's a dope chorus.
Unbelievable. The talent that oozes out of that funny motherfucker. What went through your head when you wrote that, buddy?
L.A.
Oh, okay. Pat's got this plan here. He's got this plan here that he's gonna move to LA and suddenly become a Welchie multi.
Nobody's seen.
He's from Great Britain. Eh?
I just wanna go chase my dream. That's all, baby. That's all.
I don't fault you for it, buddy. But still, at the same time, man, it's gonna suck to see you go.
I know.
We got a couple of months, though. It's not going to happen for a while, and maybe we can even convince you to change your mind.
It might not happen.
What if I threw 500 Benjamins down on the table right now? Would that change your mind?
No.
A grand?
No.
$2,000?
No.
Well, look, man, I'm outraged, and if you guys out there are listening are outraged.
You know what? If you threw $2,000 on the table right now, I would lie to your face and say, okay, I'm staying.
Take it anyway.
And that shit would go into the move to LA fund.
You son of a bitch.
I would open a bank account with that $2,000 for the specific purpose of moving.
What if we gave you this juicy blunt wrap?
Like the whole hand.
Brass monkey.
It's a
brass. That funky monkey.
You can only have one, though.
That funky monkey junkie.
I was actually
singing
Brass Monkey yesterday and again today, this morning.
Well, see, you know what? Nobody runs around LA singing Brass Monkey.
They might.
See, that's what they're missing. That's what I supply.
They need to be smoking these Brass Monkeys.
That's right.
George V brought these in, right?
Purple Hash Productions.
Happy birthday to George, too, by the way.
That's right.
Belated.
Happy late birthday to George V.
Is he in Greece yet?
Yeah, no, he's in Greece right now, I believe.
Monkey fucker.
I believe. I've been waiting to get a hold of him to let him know, you know, thanks for the hookup on everything, but he's been in Greece.
You know what they do out there? They have olive oil orgies. Does that sound like a good time?
We're going to have to ask George about that,
like a
when
good
he gets
fucking
back.
Time. I wouldn't ask him. Yeah, but it sounds like a good
fucking
time.
Buddy. So, George, did you have any olive oil orgies when you were in Greece? All right, let's play clip 5.
Pat, from now on, you are going to have to maintain a distance of at least 6 feet.
Sarah, the way I'm hung, I got to maintain a distance of 8 feet.
Yeah, I'm so sure that you have enough blood in your puny little body to actually get 8 feet of dick hard without passing
it's
out.
So fu- it's
fuck
so fucking
that.
Awesome. It's so fucking awesome.
Members. Where's like, this bonus bitch content. Away spray? Please,
like, all
knock
of a sudden,
me the fuck out.
I'm serious. It's like when I get an erection, I deflate like a fucking balloon, but my dick just grows. It's like,
wow.
Mm.
I wish that I was good at drawing so I could draw a picture of Pat all like, you know, pruned up with just giant, you know, ridiculously engorged penis, because I'm so sure that's
engorged.
The truth.
I wish you were good
Dylan,
at shutting the fuck
hey,
up.
Hey, Dylan, what do you think about an engorged penis?
How dare you?
How dare you bring him into the engorging? When I get engorged, I pass out, because... It takes so much blood.
This happens often.
From my head, yes. Everything rushes to one spot.
That has to be.
And Pat sits there and says nothing because he can't say from personal experience.
I deflate like a fucking balloon, and that bad boy just.
Yeah, I'm so sure.
It's like the Energizer Bunny. It just
anyway.
Keeps going and going and
how
going.
How dare you,
and
Olin?
And going and going and going
I think
and going
Pat.
And going.
Pat.
Thanks.
Pat, you're the asshat of the week.
Oh.
Pat's a good guy. Pat's
well, if your if your ass is on my head, where's your vibe?
Then you're the asshat.
Will you?
An actual hat of ass is what I meant. I didn't mean that in a bad way.
Oh, I'm wow. just saying. You got to answer the question, Sarah. Man. I'm just saying.
That was freaking hilarious.
So you referenced wearing Sarah on your head.
Well, she called me an ass hat, so.
Right. You flipped that shit on her. I saw what you did.
You'd wear the hat of ass. Hey, I'm not gonna lie, man. I've had some chicks' ass plastered on my head before.
Yeah, sure.
Too, you know?
It's a hat. Walk around the house with her.
God.
That's right.
Banging her head into the ceiling fan. Whoop.
Hey, duck, gotta go through the doorway.
Just bang her head long enough, and she'll save you some money over the course of time.
Oh, wow.
You got man. Something on that, buddy?
No, I don't. I don't even want to touch that.
Ladies, I kid, I do.
Kid,
oh, I do. What do you say we take a break from the clips for a minute? You brought something, Steve?
Wow, talk about changing gears.
Changing
quick.
Gears, let's flip it up, do something.
I don't
want to
make this,
level.
This isn't very long, and it's nothing other than pointing this out as, it's been. I think it's been pointed out too much. But in the light that they would want you to react, and I'm talking about Babylogic. Babylogic.
Babylogic.
Yeah, this one goes out to the Anglo-American World Empire, U.S., Rome.
Wait,
well,
what do you mean, empire? I don't understand. What do you mean? We're an empire? We're an evil empire,
again,
Steve? Is that what
see,
we're saying? We're an evil empire.
Look into what city-states are. That's anybody out there. Check into that. But.
Look into police state while you're at it. Dude, do yourselves
so,
a freaking favor. Sorry,
we
go ahead.
Had... Mr. President Obama gave a address to the nation earlier this week.
What a great guy.
It was predominantly 90% all about the healthcare issue. Less than 10%, this one broad finally has to jam her question in there, which that's what it was, you know, which has to do with Professor Louis Gates, the Harvard professor that was arrested in his own home after providing ID to an officer that walked in there, and he said, the officer was like, can I come in? He asked, and he said, no, it's okay. Everything's fine. I'm, you know, showed his ID. That one question, and Obama addressed it, and he laid it out, put it down, and what do you think the media the next day picked up on what the big story was? Not 90% of what he was talking about. That sliver
that
of a question.
Oh, obviously.
And this is where they love that shit. They love that
shit. So what's
shit.
Their angle on it?
This is theater,
these
man.
These douchebags. What's their angle?
The to inflate once again and throw out their issues which divide us. They're all about dividing people, especially mentally. But Obama had said, look, Gates is a friend of mine. He goes, I don't appreciate that they were in his house and did that. And he said, this is the fact, there is a disproportionate amount of cases of harassment. Against, and he didn't just say blacks, he said Latinos. He called it all out, put it out there. And that the next day just ignited a firestorm. Thanks to the media zeroing in on exactly a truth
right.
that he put out there.
Right. One of the. What was Obama's answer to that, by the way?
He did have to come back the next, or 2 days later.
How did he dodge that one?
He didn't dodge it. He straight on said, yeah, I don't think we need an apology. What I said, there's nothing wrong with what I said. And so the media went like little middlemen bitches over back to this. The White's Cambridge officers, by the way, went back to them and said, like, well, do you think Obama should apologize? Yeah, I think you should. Do you think you should apologize for, you know, harassing Gates? No, you'll never get an apology from me. And that's this ego-driven attack when anybody of any color gets together, and especially from officers that already feel like they, that's why they become cops, right? They have that edge over people.
What
it's like,
I hate
don't you
to see
my badge?
What I hate to see is what they're doing, and I don't care. Let them come sue me, but frickin' Bright House is training its employees to spy on people.
Yeah, you
what
see
the hell
that?
Is up with that? Pat, what's Comcast doing? Are you supposed to report suspicious activity to the police as a cable guy? I participate.
You know what? Honestly, I'm just because you brought it up, I don't think I've ever mentioned this on the show before, but a couple of months ago, we were at a house trying to explain to a customer, you know, why we couldn't give his service, you know, give him his service that day or whatever. Now, this is like some 40-year-old, 50-year-old, a middle-aged white guy, okay? We're sitting there talking to him. All of a sudden, somebody walks in. We don't know, you know, we just hear the door open and close, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, we pay no attention until, like, a hot, young, teenage broad walks through and, like, just drops her bag down by the door and just walks right into the bathroom.
Was his daughter?
No. And we knew it wasn't his daughter because the guy instantly looked guilty as fuck.
No.
His face turned to, like, that pale, just guilty look. And he, You know he was guilty by the way he tried to prove his innocence.
Incriminated himself, right?
Yeah,
away.
He's just like out the blue saying, "Oh yeah, that's the neighbor's kid." Sometimes I take her to school and you know take her to the library.
Oh yeah, he does have that special library.
I wasn't there, and I don't believe that at all.
Exactly. Like I looked at the guy that was there with me, and we just like blew it off.
Oh,
and I'm
funny.
Like, we got outside, and I'm like, wait a minute. So he takes her to school, right? He's like, yeah. I'm like, It's 1:30 in the afternoon. School started, you know, like 5 hours ago. Yeah, maybe she doesn't start until, yeah, he's supposed to be taking her to school. She went and took a seat on the couch, took her bags off and got, you know, sat down like she was going to stay a while.
Phenomenal.
She was getting ready to, how old was this guy?
Some middle-aged dude.
What city was this in?
He was between 45 and 55. Westland.
Westland. That's me and the average Joe's neighborhood over there.
Look, the funny part is that, like I said, he said that, you know, he takes her to school or whatever. We were in our respective vans for a good 5 minutes to, you know, just make sure we knew where we were going next, map it all out, this, that, and the other. Nobody left out of that house.
Wow. Wow. Just imagine being the high school sucker that gets stuck with her later on in life.
I'd have been like, that's my student, I'm her tutor.
Yeah, he's tutoring her, all right. You
know, I was
touch my tutor.
No, here's a wild idea. How about you don't say shit? You know, it's just two strange guys in your house that's just there to job.
Who gives a fuck
it's two
what they
servicemen? You know
he
what I'm
felt
saying?
Like he had to give you an explanation.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
He probably felt like Jim Brewer on that comedy special last night.
Oh, I want to see that, man.
It was okay, man.
He's funny.
He kind of likes.
He's got a new one besides Hardcore.
Yeah, no, it just came out last night.
Oh wow, I didn't even know.
Before we get launched too far off, let me just wrap this up by saying, okay, don't get me wrong, I don't give a whole lot of credence to the office of president, and it's off as it is often historically just a figurehead. Right. But I liked what he said. And look out for the mainstream media tactics of division, because that's all they want you to see. You know, we're not people; we're white voters, black voters. Consumers. Yeah, consumers. That's just division, division. Just, and what happens when you divide? Conquer.
Think about the word consumer. Consumer. So essentially what we're labeled as is a bunch of idiots that run around chickens with their heads cut off, consuming everything that we come across.
With social security numbers.
Well, yeah, right.
So
zap me with the barcode.
Saying is like it's about to be 2010. The evolved mind of the human understands not to be divided, and we must maintain integrity and just look out for each other, man, because I'll end this. Let me just throw this out there. I'll end this with a quote that I'm very fond of by Dr. Martin Luther King, who said, "The moral arc of the universe curves towards justice." So remember that, you fucking trick playing lizards. Ultimately, yeah. in the end, you will collapse upon yourself.
I hope so. Come find me.
That's what he did.
And I got another quote that's just as awesome from a fine former mayor of Cincinnati. Take care of yourself and each other. Jerry Springer, bitches.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. Christ. Oh, man.
Jerry.
Yeah.
Wow. He said that just before he said, you are not the father. Or is that Maury?
Nah, that's Maury.
That's me. Maury.
Unbelievable. Maury.
Same thing.
Every fucking time.
Maury used to be like a serious talk show. That I saw it.
He's doing like that same formula every time now. It's all paternity tests, ain't it?
It's all paternity tests.
My baby's mama cheated on me with her stepdad, and I'm pissed off. Oh, no, I didn't. Yeah, you did, bitch. Look at your slut ass.
Yeah, I'm so happy we got past the over-talking and yelling.
Jesus Christ, shut up, Pat. It's outrageous.
That baby don't look nothing like me.
Look at that baby.
It ain't my nose.
That baby got two nostrils. Okay, I do too, but mine is smaller.
Hey, hold up. Check out our affiliates, Origins at DC at TooRawForFM.com. You can peep them live Saturdays from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. on 89.3 WHFR and worldwide on WHFR.FM. And they got a show coming up on the 22nd.
We're doing that, right?
Yes, we are, sir.
We're going to be there.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely
going
to be there.
That's going on at the Bullfrog. Rijix in D.C. are going to be there. John Gotti's going to be there. Pigpen's on the 1 and 2s. It's going to be a good night.
John Gotti. Oh, John Gotti.
John Gotti, son.
Isn't John Gotti dead or in prison right now?
It's their Asian stepson.
That's right.
Okay. That explains everything.
Kim Jong Gotti.
August 22nd at the Bullfrog, 21 and up, $5.
Be there.
Good price, man. $5,
or
man.
Or be square at the Bullfrog. Twist.
All right, Dylan, get into clip 6, please. Hey, Mr. T, man, do you want to talk to Tom Force next week?
Mr. T put in a food thing that Mr. T don't want to talk to Tom Force. Tom Force is Mr. T's friend.
Hey, Mr. T, can you and Big Baby P have a conversation?
I put in a food that don't think we can have a conversation. Hey, Big Baby P.
What up, Mr. T?
Shut up, fool. I said shut up, fool.
Hey, Mr.
Pat,
T.
Get up, dude.
You need to give Pat some advice about this girl.
Yeah, hey, Mr. T, man. What do you think about rocky relationships?
Yeah, is that the reason you're so angry nowadays? Is because Rocky beat the shit out of you?
Shut up, fool.
Little Italian.
Hey, what about in WrestleMania, the original WrestleMania, when you fought with Hulk Hogan and you guys beat up Rowdy Roddy Piper?
That's because that fool deserved it. That fool got what was coming to that fool.
Mr. T, are you a real American?
Mr. T is as American as apple pie and the red and the white and the blue. Drinking drugs, staying milk, and say no to school. That's what Mr. T says.
Say no to school.
Say no to school.
Wow.
Hey, Mr. T, your mohawk juice is dripping all over the studio, man.
Shut up, fool.
You got a rag, man?
Shut up, fool. Only rag Mr. T keep on him is his beat-off rag.
Oh, my God.
That's why it's so stiff. That's why it's so tough. Mr. T keep it in his front pocket, and it stabs Mr. T's in the genitals all day. That's why Mr. T is always mad.
How do you feel about Eddie Murphy, Mr. T?
I pity that fool.
Yeah, because he made fun of you?
No. Because you know?
I heard you like getting fucked in the ass by little white men.
Who?
You.
Yeah, didn't Conan do that when you were on the Conan show not too long ago?
No, fool. We ate apples.
We even got a recording of you. It's like...
You ate assholes?
We ate apples, fool.
Assholes.
Apples.
That's what I heard.
Mr. T said apples.
Mr. T, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Mr. T.
Look at Matt.
Mr. T is about to get out of here because he got shit to do.
That was epic.
I want to get me some apples. Apples.
I do recall us coming across Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney recordings.
I do, man.
Where?
Wow. Unbelievable. I heard these one time. Joe, have you heard them?
I haven't, but I heard about them surfacing, and I'm actually excited to hear it.
Have you heard it, Pat?
It's kind of like Joe. I heard about them.
Yeah.
Haven't, you know.
Because, like, I'm a big Paul McCartney fan. I like the Beatles and...
Mm-hmm. All right, Dylan, go ahead and play this clip because it is epic.
The Lost Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson Recording Outtakes.
Say, say, say. the matter, Mike?
I'm not feeling it, Paul.
Huh.
What's that mean?
Oh, nothing. Nothing.
No, what's going on over there?
Well, you're not feeling it. The king of feeling things. You felt my butt when I first met you.
Yeah, all right. Okay, let's try it again.
Okay, roll it. What's going on?
I don't know.
What don't you know? No, you know what? I'm just a freaking beta here. All I know about making hits.
Yeah, I know. That's why I bought them all.
You little twink.
Twink? I own you, bitch.
Michael, look. Can we just finish this song? I gotta meet this murder rally in L.A. in like 4 hours.
Yeah, okay. Fine, roll it, bitch.
Okay, what? Bitch me. Bitch you. Roll it.
Say what you want, but don't play. Cut, time out, pause. Rear rider, calm down.
Come on.
I'm bored, Paul.
Bored? We're in the middle of recalling a bloody hit here. What do you mean you're bored?
I don't know. Mikey wants to chase some sweet, sweet tang. I wonder where Brooke is.
I know, Michael. You can't go too long without a PYT, whatever that thing is.
What the? Listen, motherfucker. I will dance battle you all over this studio, and you will get served.
Huh. Served. I'm the motherfucking walrus, bitch. Goo goo go fuck yourself.
Fine. Let's just finish the stupid song.
Okay. Roll it. Cut. Are you even trying?
Nah.
Look, I don't want to be doing this any more than you do. But ever since I first saw you moving across that stage with a tight pants on.
Yeah, I know.
No, never mind. Come on, roll it. God, what's going on over there?
I'm sorry. I was just thinking about taking bubbles on a hot air balloon with Gary Coleman.
What?
Whee.
You really shouldn't. Gary Coleman's a full-grown adult.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he's like 26.
No, he's just a boy. Ew. What kind of adult wants to hang out with Michael Jackson and a monkey?
What kind of anyone wants to hang with Michael Jackson and a monkey?
Listen, bitch. I got people lined up to ride roller coasters with Michael Jackson. You know what? Screw this. Neverland is close to you. You're banned.
Whoa. What? Slow down, Mikey. You don't mean that.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, let's finish up and go there.
Yeah!
Wee!
All right, yay!
Whoa. That
sounds
was
like
awesome.
Paul was a little worried he was going to be banned from Neverland.
Yeah, man.
Right. Whoever thought that place meant so much to so many people?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Neverland Ranch.
Especially a beetle.
I can't believe we found this. I'm surprised dozens of these aren't floating around all over the internet.
I've heard. I'm going to look for it. I heard there's outtakes from when they recorded "The Girl Is Mine." We'll see.
Whoa.
Let's see if we can find it.
No, we got to get this up on YouTube. As soon as possible. We need to let everybody know that this tape exists.
Yep.
Yeah, we do.
Pat, buddy, what do you say?
I say we need to let people know what, I mean, because let's face it, it's America. People, it's human culture to just want to, peek into celebrity status and all that.
Well, let me ask you this, man, being our Pat's pop culture guy. Would you ever want to ride around with Michael Jackson in a hot air balloon and a pet monkey?
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
I mean, because think about it. I would love to have a monkey just to throw shit around, like, in the studio.
Dude, they, like, imagine throwing feces.
Exactly. Imagine a hot air balloon with a monkey throwing feces off the side.
Remember that, Dave Chappelle stand up. He's talking about what if Michael is sucking dicks there. He's like, that motherfucker, that's a good host.
See?
You're gonna go there, get your dick sucked, go on rides,
get some food,
get some food, go on rides, and get your dick sucked. That's a good host.
Wow,
I'm there. Shit.
Unbelievable. Play this number 7 here, buddy.
Mm. No, that might be cool. I've had a couple cougars tackle me.
Ow!
Cha-ching.
I'm looking for a cougar, if any, you know.
Well, yeah. Well, turns out,
you know.
A little story for you off air.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
I was hoping it was going to be on air. But, I mean, you know, if any cougars want to give us a call on the Olin Ezra Show comment line, that's 313-254-4260.
That was who?
Cougars.
No. What was the number?
Give us a claw.
313-254-4260.
Okay, all right.
Any cougars out there, cougars, attention cougars.
All you got to do is pick up the phone.
Cougalicious, yeah, baby.
Dial those numbers.
Dial them, cougar.
And you will be in contact.
Give us a claw.
With the ball sack.
260.
Of someone hideous.
Also accepting threesomes and orgies.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
With someone hideous.
Oh, yeah.
So, but anyway, let's
swing.
What was that last thing you said?
I think Pat said put that pussy in a swing. Or
I don't know
swing?
What you're talking about. In we a sounded sling. Like a fucking boy band from the 90s. We sounded like the return of Color Me Bad.
It's a little pedophilic. Hey, I've been waiting for Color Me Bad to bring it back, so.
Fuck yeah.
Don't toy with me. With my emotions.
Hey, real quick, before we play any more clips, I put together some music for this episode, and we got 10 tracks that are going to fill it up afterwards. I think I'm playing Detroit Passion, buddy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, unless you have any new material you'd like to add.
I got a couple of new ones, but...
What do you got? What do you want to leak?
We can leak this. I got a song that I did entirely with voice. There's okay. No live instrument on it. A beatbox does the drums. I hum the bass line. I threw some kazoos in there.
Wow.
There's some hi-hats. It's called Skin Tight Slacks.
I like it.
Yeah, it's, you know, could be fun. We'll leak that here live on the OE show.
Yes!
That's coming up at the end of the show. I mean, since this is the blowout episode, you got two separate shows. You got the audio show, and you got a music show, you know, cut up in half so you can do whatever you want with it. But, I mean, we got some old school Sincerely Red and Chief, you know, before Sincerely Red disappeared. We got Potluck. We got Mike Lords. We got Michael, Magnano, Ajax, Cellar Mannequin, The Pills, Richie Nix, Ashes of Soma, DC, and Origix. Jesus Christ, man. What a lineup.
It's a lineup.
Dead McMahon
sure.
Says, hey-o!
Absolutely. Good times, man. Good times.
There's a lot of very cool people on that list.
Mm-hmm. I can't complain.
Let's do, all right, let's run Skin Tight Slacks.
Run it.
All I can remember are these fresh textiles and the smell of slacks, skin tight, damn right. Every day I was wearing them tube socks, making hip hop, playing with my shoe locks. Come on in, look around, maybe digging the racks of the turtlenecks and skin tight slacks. Skin tight slacks. Yeah, slacks. Argyle freestyle, mini ha ha. Houseboats in the lounge called Mi Casa. Sue died and I wanna pull suicide and say, Sue, have you tried 10 animal hide? My eyes wide shut to the fashionistas and she can't break dance, she's a fucking scenester. In her Easter bonnet, I hop on it and sew that rip in her jeans, but it's a tight fit and I might get the need for velvet or call St. Vincent de Paul for secondhand relics. And the patterns they weave in my vision are a spitting image of fluffy kittens wearing their woolly mittens, getting smitten with critters living the bitter missions. I believe that they will learn to fly. I'm a plaid master of animated amusements. Lost
toss in the bin of cassette tapes for 50 cents. Polyester sweater vests and tight slacks. Skin, skin, skin tight slacks. A mannequin actress reacts to the news. Her platinum belt buckle and alligator shoes. Proof the truth lives in a resale shop where some god wanted for all clocks to stop. Next out, we self weaving in your memories, loose button jeans, skateboarding in a boutique. Step in the dressing room and remove your computer blues. Do it for you and all of the mismatched shoes. Mismatched shoes. And the two tight stacks. Every day I was wearing them tube socks, making hip hop, playing with my Jew locks. Come on in, look around, maybe dig in the racks of the turtlenecks and skin tight slacks. Every day I was wearing them tube socks, making hip hop, playing with my Jew locks. Come on in, look around, maybe dig in the racks of the turtlenecks and skin tight slacks. Skin, skin, skin tight slacks. Skin, skin, skin tight slacks. Yeah, slacks. Color my mind with a love so divine. I'm looking for all of the hot pants I can find. Seeking the Puerto Rican designers of fine fibers. And when I find them, I buy them and keep the hangers. In the dead eyes of strangers that know, are they following me or just stuck in an action pose? Captain's clothes and donated effects of the people who met many mysterious deaths. Peanut shells, I welcome the shells she sells. Displayed on a shelf of shrunken skulls. Animals in a frozen state. Contemplate whether or not to escape. The fate of it's all neatly arranged on a rack like an eloquent Victorian Romeo lithograph. I was 5 years old doing a dance for the merchants of turtlenecks and skin tight slacks. Skin tight slacks. Skin tight slacks. And the mismatched shoes. Don't forget the shoes, baby. Every day I was wearing them tube socks, making hip hop, playing with my Jew locks. Come on in, look around, maybe dig in the racks of the turtlenecks and skin tight slacks. Every day I was wearing them tube socks, making hip hop, playing with my Jew locks. Come on in, look around, maybe dig in the racks of the turtlenecks and skin tight slacks. Skin, skin, skin tight slacks. Skin, skin, skin tight slacks. Yeah, slacks. Stop yourself, weaving in your memories, loose button, green staple, waiting in a boutique, gun, trying salvation, crummy of internet, out of fashion, flannel and discarded garments. Textile, resell, weaving in your memories, loose button, green staple, waiting in a boutique, sunshine, salvation, army of unfortunate, out of fashion, flannel and discarded garments. Textile, resell, weaving in your memories, loose button, green staple, waiting in a boutique, sunshine, salvation, army of unfortunate, out of fashion, flannel and discarded garments. Textile, resell. Weaving in your memories, loose button, dream state, waiting in a boutique, sunshine, salvation, army of unfortunate, out of fashion, flannel, and discarded garments.
Oh, Steve is down. We need to make a replacement.
Hi, guys.
Yes! Yes! Pow!
On deck, right off the bench, Miss Sarah Force.
Hi.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I'm still kind of drunk off amaretto from last night.
You look horrible.
I know.
Ouch.
Look at her, man. Look, she looks disheveled. Her world has crumbled around her.
Oh, my world is not crumbled, but I'm definitely disheveled.
That's all?
I guess. I don't know. Strawberry shots are delicious. You really missed out. You all missed out. All
right, enough of that. Hey, Dylan, clip 8.
Anyway, Gator, fucking, how's the mammal?
Mammal? It's out in its cave.
Out in its cave?
Yep.
What the hell's she doing out there?
Waiting for her mate.
Uh-oh.
Sounds like it's about to get serious over there in the kennel.
What kind of mammal are we talking about here?
Well, we're going to start breeding pit wolves.
Pit wolves.
Oh, my God. What's his view on Michael? His view on Michael Vick?
Oh, fuck him, man. Yeah, some little fucking dogs, man. Oh, these ain't fucking fighting dogs.
So what exactly does a pit wolf do?
Whatever you tell it.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Gator, what would you have the pit wolf do?
Well, actually, it's going to sit by each door, window, everywhere, and protect my crypt.
So, let me ask you a question, Gator. Do you like acid or LSD?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right on.
Okay, so I'm not way off base here.
No, I think we're all on the same level.
Well, the Crypt Keeper's all getting some mushrooms ready.
Cool. Who is the Crypt Keeper?
Friend of mine.
You can't have him say too much.
This other motherfucker, he's on his way, man. He's known as the Ghost. So very soon, man, I should be smoking with the Ghost.
Ghost weed!
Sounds like Jerry Garcia or something.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know what, man? There was a day that I could buy a quarter pound for $90.
Well, what happened to those days, Gator? That's what I want to know, is what happened to those days?
Well, that's called Obama and Granholm.
There's a long gap between Obama and Granholm.
Right. Fuckers, man. Think about it. That's fucking all them fuckers trying to make money.
The war on drugs has upped the asking price.
Yeah,
what do you think about the war on drugs, Gator?
Oh, them motherfuckers, listen. I knew it. They try to shut down all the fucking borders and shit, man. Cut all our weed supply off and stuff, man. So, yeah, now they legalize medical marijuana, correct?
Yes,
so
sir.
They get the big fucking money. Now, yeah, now you're putting men out of work that are fucking drug dealers.
Hey, Gator.
No, we lose a lot of jobs because of that.
Hey, Gator, I've been working on breeding a pit bull with the frozen genetics of a saber-toothed tiger. Would you be interested in that venture?
I don't have the equipment for that. I got what I got.
Gator is one creepy, disturbed, hell of a son of a bitch.
He is that.
We found one of Gatorhood's childhood best friends.
By
sheer luck. And it's this dude named Hank. Apparently, him and Gator have disagreements about how they know each other.
No, man, no. They were like best friends.
I would like to pit these two against each other in a steel-caged grudged match.
Gator would win.
Backyard wrestling style. I'm talking crowbars, monkey wrenches.
Gator destroys
all. Spiked chairs. Carnage.
How about the bats with the barbed wire on it?
That's right.
All right.
Fucking Gator gets one of those to the dome, he's done.
No.
Dude, Mankind can take it.
I don't think he would go down, man.
Mankind was amazing.
This guy's on a permanent acid trip, dude.
I know, dude. He freaks me out. I'm horrified of Gator.
I don't think anything would take him down.
What do you say we play clip number 9? I like that top one right there. In Leon County in 2005, a man was convicted of a misdemeanor disorderly conduct charge for sexually battering his guide dog.
That's not cool.
Like, he was, like, beating it? No, you're gonna take it! Take it!
Sexually battering.
So wait. Sexually battering is somewhere in between, like, abuse and assault.
It's like hate fucking.
S&M.
Right.
So wait, if it's his guide dog, that means he was blind?
Right, yeah. Right. Think about that. Wow. Dog's like, dude, I'm trying to hook you up.
Dog's trying to help him out.
I'm trying to help you.
That's really sad, dude.
It's fucked.
It's like, why are you being a douche? I keep finding all this hot tail. You just not fucking seeing it.
I wish that dude goes deaf also.
But he'd just rather have the dog's kibbles and bits.
It's like, this is,
Olin, read me the next one. Better. This is great.
Which, move at the on. Top?
Yes.
In April of 2004, a Marion County man pled no contest to animal cruelty after his fiancée caught him sexually battering her 1-year-old female dog. The dog was physically injured in the process.
What's the other sexual battering, first of all?
What is a sex...
That's one thing that they don't define in any of these pages.
I'm just seeing some dude...
Finish that.
All right.
Fucking finish that.
The sheriff's office reports indicated that the man told deputies that this type of behavior had been a lifelong problem.
Thank you for finishing
so
that.
So he hate fucks his poodle on a daily basis.
He hate fucks dogs.
His whole
fucking life.
It's just absolutely stunning.
That was great.
Unbelievable.
There was a goat involved in I don't even think I could imagine
part of that story.
Just imagine yourself hate-fucking a dog.
Pat, have you ever hate-fucked a dog, buddy?
Hell no. Kill yourself for asking.
Hey, Mr. T, have you ever hate-fucked a dog, buddy?
No. I pity a fool to think that you could just go around and touch a dog and fuck a dog and do whatever you want to a dog.
What if you had peanut butter?
In that case, you can do what you want to do to a dog.
Mr. T, man, what do you think about a dog's kibbles and bits?
I pity the fool thinking he's going to ask Mr. T that question and I get stabbed.
Hey, Bill Cosby.
Oh.
Bill Cosby, would you ever touch a pit bull's kibbles and bits, buddy?
No, I would not touch a dog's food or his kibbles or his bits. Ah. what I would do, you see, is I would go and get my lovely wife Camille and my 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 children, and we would feed the dog Jell-O pudding pops.
So would you ever love a dog's Jell-O pudding pop?
I love all Jell-O pudding, you see.
Aha, uh-huh, so even if it was connected to the dog, you would still love it.
You're not gonna get Bill Cosby to say that he loves a dog's Jell-O pudding pop.
All right, it's our last clip.
There is that Black & Decker sex toy trade where there's different attachments onto things like jackhammers or Sawzall. That's true.
A Sawzall? Yeah. Sawzall? Are you serious?
No, Sawzall
you
dildo.
You know what? You know
Sawzall
what?
Sawzall dildo.
You take the blade out of that Sawzall, and that woman will have the ultimate pleasure device.
Yep. I get, yeah. But no.
Those Sawzalls, man. What a great idea.
Thrill drill. Those are out there.
Wow. Yeah,
those, but no, the reason I put that down as my number one was a couple weeks ago, a lady decided to pleasure herself in the middle of her driveway, in fact, with a jackhammer, and she ended, she ended up dying.
She didn't, like, attach a dildo to it? No,
she just went to town with a jackhammer, man.
Oh, no!
And she ended up dying right in the middle of her driveway.
Well, stupid people should do that.
You know what? How dare us? Regardless of the race, we're sitting around here outraged that Transformers can't read, and then let alone people go and do something like that.
I got it. She probably liked it. She got
just the seconds before she
died.
Everything
was great.
Oh, no.
It was good up until I died.
Up until she pierced her intestines and her stomach and her liver and everything else. There.
Could you imagine? Jesus. Like, how would you have?
That's
how would you?
Right,
how would you even? You know, fedangle this thing to fit inside your crotch? Because the thing weighs like 100 pounds.
Had to flip it upside down to sit on it.
Yeah, that's what she did.
You know, she used her foot for the trigger. Probably.
Yep. That's what she did. Her foot.
And as soon as she was going, as soon as she was coming, you know them legs.
She didn't know if she was coming or going.
Legs go straight down. She fucking
fired it up.
Now, what about this? Think about the poor police officer that was dispatched to that scene, and think about what that poor bastard. I mean, granted, you know, we're kind of hard on the police, but
what
the police
if he was training somebody that day?
Yeah, training day. There you go. This is your training day, bitch.
Wow.
I mean, there are some police officers.
Could you imagine them two cops? Yeah. Not gonna lie, kid. You're gonna see some things. Oh my god.
is that a jackhammer?
Is she riding that thing like a pogo stick?
That was awesome.
Mr. T, what do you think about that, buddy?
I pity the fool. I just pity the fool.
You okay, buddy?
I'm okay.
Imagine
trying to wrap my mind around all this bullshit.
Imagine being that woman's neighbor, you know?
Sarah, would you ever pleasure yourself with a jackhammer?
Not unless it was properly engineered to actually pleasure me and not kill me.
What if you just didn't have the time? What if you just needed a thrill? And
you know,
just
we never
seen it and just went for it.
I don't need a jackhammer for a thrill.
We never talked about it on the show, but what kind of noise do you think she made at the time she jackhammered herself to death?
Hopefully screamed.
I mean, what the fuck? The most horrifying sound in the world.
I think it would be the equivalent of, like, if you were getting electrocuted, that sound you make.
Unbelievable. Dylan, would you ever pleasure yourself with a jackhammer?
I don't even know how that would work.
I do.
Sarah, would you ever put a dildo on the end of the jackhammer and pleasure yourself with it?
I can see the whole Sawzall thing, because I've seen them. I mean, the ones that are made for purpose, but, like, people who actually think it's okay, you can just, like, put a dildo over the saw part of an actual Sawzall, and then you accidentally cut your wife in half. Like, ouch. I heard about that actually happening.
Hey, Bill Cosby, you know, Sawzall, Jell-O pudding pop, what would you do, sir?
I'm not touching this one.
You know what? I think the spokesperson for the Sawzall dildo should be Tim Allen.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh. I could just see him in the commercial hold it, man.
Wow. I hope we don't have to watch it come to that, but
poor
who knows?
Poor Al's over there shaking his head, man.
Look what Billy Dee Williams has done to turn around his career.
He's on billboards now.
He's a cartoon. Again.
Works every time.
Pat, what do you think about Billy Dee Williams and the Colt 45 ads, buddy?
I'm mad that they made it in a cartoon to appeal to younger people. It's like
90%
is like 70.
Right.
And 90% of young people won't even know who the hell that is anyway.
Exactly.
Well, you know, I mean, I give him a lot of credit for being the worst actor in Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, dude, I actually just watched that movie last night.
He's disgusting.
I fell asleep.
That greasy son of a bitch, but you know what? When I see his face next to Colt 45, it makes me want to buy it. I'm not going to lie.
I've never actually had a Colt 45.
How dare you, Joe?
Sorry.
You don't know what you're missing out
on. It's malt liquor. It's delicious.
Well, if you want to call that delicious. I don't know if that's what I would call.
That's what I'm doing when I get
delicious.
Home.
Delicious.
This Arizona tea is going down pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad. 45 and 2 zigzags.
Well, apparently
that's all we need.
Well, I just want to let everybody know, man, if it wasn't for them, man, we couldn't do it every week in the booth. You know, they're part of the drive and the motivation to get in the booth and essentially work for free on a weekly basis.
We love you guys.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. Pat, what do you think about those guys?
I think I'm taking a vacation.
Sarah.
Those guys?
All right.
We love you.
Well, me and Joe, anyway, appreciate
keep listening.
The motivation. Call the comment line. Just let us know.
No, fuck that. They don't call the comment line. They don't fill out shit on the forums. They don't email us. They don't write us. You know, no. I'm going on vacation. Fuck them.
No, Pat, you can't do that.
No. I'm going on vacation.
Not yet, dude. We only got months before you, quote, get away. So it's like, we got to keep you around.
I'm going on vacation.
We're going to have to employ somebody else for pennies a day, and I don't know who that could be.
You don't even pay me pennies a day.
Hold on a second, buddy. Here.
I'm paying you pennies a day, and that's bullshit.
Right, yeah, we spend money coming here.
Well, then there, man. Quarter for your sorrow and a dime for your time, my friend.
Wow.
That is not the kind
you
of
you can't even
I
make
need.
A phone call with 35
I
cents anymore.
That's not my fault. If it was up to me, everything would cost this much.
Everything would cost nothing if I had it my way.
It's unbelievable. But yeah, thanks for listening. And don't forget to check out our affiliate Zaldor at Insomnia Radio Detroit and at Zaldor.com, bringing you the best rock bands like The Pills, Michael, Seasons After, only at Zaldor.com.
Zaldor.
Yeah, man, he's a good guy. Good Pat, guy, what do you think about Zaldor?
Yeah, he's awesome. He's cool.
Good times, buddy.
It's a lot of love over there. A
lot of love.
Anyway, stick around for part two of this cast, which we put together. It's 10 songs from 10 artists, and I think you guys appreciate it, right?
Yeah.
Totally.
It's a good lineup.
Good lineup. Well, I'm going to let these fools out there decide and call the comment line at 313-254-4260. Two of you did, and I apologize. I'll play you next week when we're not doing a, quote, clip show, but we wanted to come big on episode 50 and kind of look back at what we've done. But anyway, call the freaking comment line. It's not that hard.
Join us.
If you have a cell phone, it's literally free.
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 Pat, what do you think about it being free, buddy?
Pow!
That's what I thought. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
So, check out our MySpace for a full list of live events, including the August 22nd show, the Swigs of J-Bone double release CD party presented by Too Raw for FM.com and Illflow Magazine, of course, hosted by us. We also have appearances August 29th. That's our one-year anniversary show.
Woo! Yay!
We're waiting for a confirmation from Mike Lords and Sauce Funky, but we're also going to be having The Pills at that show, so...
Yay!
That should be a treat. Trident in Absentia is going to be there because they've confirmed with Matt from No Exit Entertainment.
Sweet.
Yay!
And there's a couple others that we're working on, trying to get Benny from Benny and the Jets to come on down and maybe make a special appearance.
Benny!
Yay, Benny! Miss Benny.
That man captivates.
So awesome.
That man captivates a room. Yeah. It's unbelievable. It doesn't matter what he was playing. No. He could have been playing church music and everyone would have been captivated.
They would have been like, oh my God.
But anyway, for myself, I'm Genital Warts. Miss Sarah Force, who made a special appearance today.
Bye, everybody. I miss you.
The Average Joe.
What up?
Big Baby P.
LA, here I come.
And for Bill Cosby, Mr. T, and Samuel L.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
You've been listening to The Olin Ezra Show, Detroit's Underground Talk Revolution.
50, woo!